We'll see a mix of clouds and sun on this first day of fall with a high up to 80, maybe a shower or two in the Dubuque area. Four more people have died of COVID-19-related causes in the Quad Cities. That brings the death toll to 106. All four lived in long-term care facilities in Rock Island County. Rock Island County reported 23 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, Scott County 45, and those 68 bring the Quad Cities total over 5,700 since the pandemic began. Illinois reported almost 1,500 new cases yesterday, Iowa almost 800. Augustana College is reporting an on-campus positivity rate of less than 1% with just 8 confirmed cases. Liberal political organizations are pledging to pressure U.S. senators in key states to not confirm a nominee to the Supreme Court until after Inauguration Day. Kate Payne reports Iowa's among the states where organizers plan to hire staff, run ads, and energize voters.
Under the name RBG Revolution, organizers hope to build pressure in states with tough Senate races, like Iowa, Arizona, and Colorado. Democrats are reversing their 2016 position when President Obama's nominee went unconfirmed. Matt Sinovic of Progress Iowa argues this time it's different.
We should let the people decide who the Supreme Court nominee is. And it's a very different situation now with only 40-plus days left in election season, as opposed to 10 months in 2016.
On Monday, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley said he'd stand with party leaders who've promised to vote on President Trump's pick, reversing his recommendation from earlier this summer. Also on Monday, Senator Joni Ernst said it's her duty to vet the nominee. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.
Despite a hiring freeze, Moline may soon hire some new police officers. Tonight, the city council will consider allowing the department to hire 2 officers in November and 3 more early next year. Chief Darren Galt says 2 officers retired during the summer. He'd like to replace them this fall, but since hiring and training new officers can take 7 to 9 months, they wouldn't be ready to work till next summer. He's projecting 3 more openings in January and hopes Moline Alderman will also allow him to find their replacements. FEMA has opened a disaster recovery center in Bettendorf to help Iowa residents whose homes were damaged by the August derecho. Spokesman John Mills says the agency's personnel can help homeowners and renters apply for grants.
Everyone went through the derecho together, but everyone's exact situation is unique. Different levels of damage, different levels of insurance coverage, different family sizes and needs.
Residents of 11 Iowa counties, including Scott, Lynn, and Cedar, are eligible for help, and so far FEMA has approved grants totaling $6 million to more than 1,600 households. The Disaster Recovery Center in Bettendorf is located in the community center on Grant Street downtown and is open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. He recommends registering with FEMA before visiting the center, but Mills says visiting the center is not required. In order to apply for a disaster grant, you only need to come to the center if you need help uploading the documents needed to apply. Otherwise, it can all be done online. Black farmers used to own more than 16 million acres of land in the U.S. Today, that's dropped to just 4.7 million. And John Deere wants to do something about it. Mariana Bacayao reports.
Company spokeswoman Jennifer Hartman says either because of a lack of access or a lack of trust in the judicial system, black farmers have avoided estate planning or formal wills. So instead, their land is passed down through heir property. That uncertain ownership is the leading cause of involuntary land loss among black farmers. And Hartman says it presents other challenges.
Particularly when that black farmer is looking to access equipment financing, operational loans, or to even qualify for government and disaster assistance.
That's why John Deere is joining LEAP, a coalition of nonprofits working to provide legal resources to black farmers. Hartman says Deere will offer financial support to the National Black Growers Council, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, and the Federation of Southern Cooperatives.
Or the Federation of Southern Cooperatives, for instance, is already doing a lot of this work. We just want to be able to expand their reach and the opportunities for those black farm owners to clear their title.
The coalition is just getting started, but Hartman says black farmers don't have to wait to reach out to the National Black Growers Council. I'm Mariana Bacayao.
The Cubs beat the Pirates 5-0. They'll play again tonight in Pittsburgh. Cardinals lost to the Royals 4-1. They'll play in Kansas City again tonight. The Cards and the Reds are 4.5 games behind the Cubs in the NL Central. The Brewers are another game back. The White Sox lost to the Indians 7-4. Their lead in the AL Central drops to 1.5 over the Twins. Twins were off yesterday. They're at Detroit tonight. The Sox play in Cleveland again tonight. In a Monday night football, the Los Angeles Raiders won their first game in their new hometown, 34-24 over the Saints. I'm Jay Pierce.